Well, hello everyone. This is Joan.
Hey, this is John. Believe it or not, welcome to our Grandmaster Project, August 16th, 2020. Now, today's gathering will focus on transmitting the fifth dimensional light templates through our physical bodies into the collective consciousness of all humanity. That's our job. We will open our session with a short centering meditation by Gabriel. Next, we will have an open discussion on how we have experienced and used the new teaching and energetics to help us maintain our fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional frequencies to stay and to be able to course create in unity, love, and stability in our own personal lives. And of course, when you do that, you remember it's star six to get in and star six to get out. Now, also, we all realize how necessary it is to create it for ourselves so we can transmit to others who are suffering. Lord Metatron will be present to speak with us after that. When he is finished, Joan will lead us in our service project meditation. Grandmasters will continue to meet on the third Sunday of each month for the remainder of this year. We need four volunteers to lead these sessions, please. Please contact us if you are willing to do this. We encourage anyone who hasn't had a chance to lead, please volunteer. It's exciting and it's fun. If you don't feel comfortable doing it alone, just get a partner to co-facilitate. Now, we say we welcome our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Archangel Gabriel to lead us in our centering meditation.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I gather with you in your crucible today for this very important service project for the earth and for humanity. So many are struggling on so many levels. They're in pain and fear. Anxiety is prevalent worldwide. So it is ever more important that we meet on a regular basis and transmit a more harmonious field of light through your bodies, as well as through the energetics of we other members of your crucible. These are important times of transformation that you contribute to individually and collectively. So let us begin this session by taking a deep breath and activating your macabre vehicle. First of all, know yourself to be in your light body and see the imprints of that beautiful sacred name of Yod He, Vav He. Remember your light garment that's also imprinted with these golden letters of light, for you are that. So as you enter your macabre vehicle of light, do so in full consciousness, remembering the three activations of every tetrahedron and how it brings balance through that first spinning tetrahedron. It brings unity through the white, luminous white tetrahedron. And it brings access to the unlimited field of energy of the all that is within the void. All three tetrahedrons are now spinning and spinning at 100% light. As you sit in this vehicle of light, feel the changes in your energetic field. Feel the changes in your light body as this vehicle of light spins at 100% light. Feel the effect that is having on your physical consciousness, your physical body itself, as it follows you into this beautiful vehicle of light and benefits from it. Now sit together in this unified field for one moment longer. And then file one by one into your crucible, where all are gathered and waiting for your arrival. Another deep breath. So let us begin this session as we open it up to conversation of all members within your crucible. So let us begin.
Remember, star 6 in, star 6 out.
Well, this is Joan. I'll start since there's dead silence. I'm really happy to be here with you. It's like our spirit family coming together in this unified container that we've created together. There's such joy and love and harmony within our crucible. And we've all contributed that to that over the years of our being together. So I invite anyone to speak up about how they are feeling, how they are navigating through these trying times. Every day is a new day. How you see the importance of these teachings that we've received this year and the energetics, have they been helping you to stay more stable out of fear, out of judgment, these types of things that are so important to us right now? Or anything else you want to discuss? Because we are opening this up to have a conversation so you feel very united and part of this crucible. So please, feel free to make your comments.
Hi, this is Kathy.
And hi, Kathy.
I am very grateful and feel honored to be part of this group. and feel that the teachings have been tremendously helpful. And it's kind of bringing back a remembrance for me. And also, it is helping anytime I see that I'm moving into the fear, if I watch the news or involved with someone, this additional, how do I put it, all the tetrahedrons, the new, my new Merkaba, is phenomenal. It really is, I feel like it's an amped up energy and it feels diamond-like, if that makes sense. And then I played with it and went for a walk the other day. And I played with it while I walked, and I thought, well, if I can spread it more in this way, then let's do that. And I know that I don't have to walk to do that, but I thought it was just kind of another fun thing to do, whether it be with nature or people or animals or the earth. So I just wanted to share that, and thank you both so much and everybody else for being here and sharing your love and your light.
Well, thank you.
Hi, this is Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a really interesting time, and I think we've all felt like this crucible has kind of held us in this special space and so on. One of the things that I've really recognized is I really haven't had any fear factor. Now, of course, I understand I'm a bit older and, you know, things were set up for me and so on. I don't worry about the job loss or any of that stuff. But nonetheless, there's plenty of stuff out there to be fearful of, and I'm not experiencing that. I do feel that we're supported very much by nature, and at the same time, nature is expecting us to step up and do whatever, you know, is in our capacity to help the earth, you know, maintain its integrity, because it seems like it is under so much threat from so many outside forces and things that people can't control. But one of the most interesting things that I've noticed lately is because I had some little minor accidents, not to myself, but in my car. I had this lovely little car. And it was just so strange. The first one was sort of like, how did that happen? And then I got it back from the shop, and the next thing I had a scrape, and then I thought, how did that happen? But the main thing is that I just turned the page. It was like I'm not blaming myself, not beating up on myself. I didn't really do anything either time. It was just one of those circumstances. And I thought, well, you know, things happen very fast now. We're really in a fast lane. And all it takes is just trying to, you know, do something a bit too fast, park too fast, whatever it is, and boom, you've got a little nick here and there. So, but the thing I've noticed the most is that I haven't gone into any of this, you know, beating up on oneself. You know, why didn't I do that, and so on. But I really feel that this energetic field that we're developing, it's unfolding, we're being given it, you know, step by step, has been extremely powerful. And my energetic field and my energy is really strong in spite of, you know, the things that we all have, you know, we all have something that bothers us. But somehow in my overall thought process, I just feel great. And I just wanted to share that. And that's really because of all the work that we have done over time. And the fear factor is really not present for me. And I'm very grateful. So thank you.
Thanks, Beth.
Hello, can I talk?
You sure can.
Great. I just wanted to I have several comments, but I was thrilled the other day and, you know, this past week, I'm finally starting to hear people talk about unity and caring about their brother or neighbor. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought I would never hear that because it kept, you know, as soon as I thought, oh boy, they're catching on. And then, you know, some other weird stuff would happen. Mm-hmm. And it just took the wind out of my sails. But, you know, people now are starting to talk about it, mention it. And I'm just thrilled about that.
Thanks, Sally.
And the other part is I would like to second Beth's feeling of staying out of fear. I have not felt any fear at all.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very fortunate about that. I'm kind of in the same boat. I don't have to go to work every day and this, that, and the other. I have been dealing with issues that are slowing me down much more than I want right now. But, you know, basically things are okay. I'm trying to just hold the space and keep that love flowing.
Well, you know, that's our job.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Can I talk?
You sure can.
Hi, everybody. I feel blessed and privileged to be a part of this group. And I agree with both previous speakers that fear is not present in my field at all. And I feel so much comfort to spend some time in Crucible, and especially in this magenta color diamond form. And it is amazing. It is blissful and comfortable. And yes, I'm overwhelmed with gratitude, with love. I feel capability even to be in a solitude to assist others, and that make me happy very much. Only one concern: since last time from 11, it was such a profound session for me.
Mm-hmm.
And and every single word was resonating. But since that, my physical energy is just not there. It's difficult to get out from the bed in the morning, pushing myself to do something. And all I want to do, just like sit or lay down and dream, or be in a crucible, or just beautiful images or sounds. I started to see sounds, lots of colors in front of my eyes. And I don't know, is it related to the infusion that what we got, or I just became lazy, or I just became like a lack of motivation for the movement. I don't want to go outside. I don't want to do anything. All I just want just to be quiet and no motion. Do you have anything, if anyone can add it to that?
This is Sharka. Hi, Vera.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes.
Yeah, I can relate to what you say, that I also feel like I'm not doing much physically, and it's kind of, you know, feels like a little bit challenging. But at the same time, I do enjoy, you know, I know you said it too, I enjoy that I don't really have to do anything and that I am in the solitude. I'm spending most of my time on my porch watching the flowers and trees. And even my husband and I, we have some lately challenges, like financial challenges, because a lot of things we have to take care of. But there is no fear. I do also agree with everyone else who shared that, that I'm surprised that I have absolutely no fear. And I am grateful. I'm grateful that I'm doing what I'm doing, and that even not doing much physically, that I am actually helping probably the most I have ever helped in my life to humanity and to the earth. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And yes. So I wanted to, I know, Vera, that you shared the last time also with this some kind of weakness or with your body, and I experienced it many times during this study. And what I have found out also is that sometimes that there is a physical answer for that, and you know, just to ask, you know, if you can physically maybe help yourself some. Like, for example, I don't know if it's your, I don't think it is your case, but like, for example, I recently received information about that I need to do something with my digestive system. And so I did, you know, I made research and I found something which is helping me, and it helped with my energy also. So that's what I'm, just my suggestion, that maybe sometimes the answer is physical too, and might not be something big. It might be something which will help. Well, that's all I wanted to share. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm not alone in this kind of physical slowdown.
Yeah. Hey, family. This is Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, sure can.
Okay, great. Thank you, everybody, for sharing. The physical slowdown, I think, also has to do with the energy coming onto the planet. So there is a physical that I'm feeling as well. And I think most of us are going to be feeling that. But I like the suggestion, Sharka, of looking at nutrition and that as well. One of the things that I'm finding, there's a lot of people checking out, a lot of people. My ex passed away last week. I know a lot of friends that are losing sisters, brothers, family members. You know, we are in this huge transition. And so holding that light, for me, has been so valuable, being knowing I have a place to go, which is within, not something outside of me. It's that constant. It's something, lack of explaining, it's in my control. I mean, it literally is in my control. I can go into my Merkaba. I can spin up my fields. I could talk to my inner guides, I can talk to our teachers of light, I can pick up the phone, I can call Cliff, I can call, you know, I mean, I can call everybody, anybody, but I can also go in, and I can get a very, very powerful feeling of security, safety, non-separation, you know, everything that we've been working for amplifies
And the work that we're doing is so timely. I mean, as it always has been, but at the same time, we've been working for years for this. We've been working to hold that space. We've been creating the pathway for humanity to follow. We've been creating that morphogenic field. And so realizing that, knowing that I need to stay in there, that is my job. And I like to swirl my fingers in the conspiracy, and I like to see it. I like to see it unfolding. I like to know it because it gave me that security and that safety and that false feeling of control, which I now have just being in the Merkaba, being in my field and being, you know, in that comfort zone. So it's really been a huge shift in my space. At the same time, I think that it's wonderful to assist other people in helping them to speak their truth. I mean, the earth and their fifth chakra is opening up, you know, so holding that energy, holding that fifth dimensional love energy is so huge. And knowing and the compassion, as I look around and I see the people around me that are going through their fear and their safety issues and their feeling of separation and who do I trust and, you know, and all of that, it does feel really good to not be in that. So just thought I would throw that out there. And I love you guys, and you are my family. You are the strength, and I'm so grateful that these calls are starting again. And just a reminder to me, every time I go into finding out something or knowing something or opening up an awareness on one level or another, I know I can go in, I can just be and just feel that crucible, feel that truth, feel that energy flowing. Feel that eighth ray working. Feel those tools that are just already, they just activate. And it dissipates. And I'm in that temple, and I can access my inner knowing that says, is this bullshit or is this real? Is this, you know, is this something I need to concern myself with? Is this not? And those answers are easier to come. And that gives me that sense of security, and there isn't any fear. So thank you. Love you.
Thank
guys.
You, Jody. That was great.
Hello.
Hello.
Sherlock. This is Anne-Marie. I just wanted to say that I find that the connection at the heart center is so much more powerful yet gentle. And often during the day, I will simply take a breath and just refeel that connection again. So, and I have these moments too, like other people mentioned, where I don't feel like doing a thing. Then I don't do a thing. I sit down and vegetate for a while. And I feel the energy, just because the energy needs to flow through the system.
Yeah.
And I do find that the energy is certainly healing a lot of stuff in the body. And I'm very grateful for that. So this is basically what I meant to share today. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. Charlotte, we'll take your call, and then we'll hear from Metatron.
Okay. I've been working with the triangle of calm, quiet, and still. And when you sit in the center of that as a center point, you many times feel like you have no interest in engaging, because most of our engaging has been always pushed, or I call the motivational push, has always been from should, have to, and is always done. And when you're standing in quiet, calm, and still, you don't react to that. So I'm finding that I need, when I'm sitting there, I feel like I'm on the trickle charger, like the electronics. And when I'm charged up enough and have given myself that time to run that energy through me, to take it in, then choose what you want to do. And what I'm finding, as soon as you make a choice, I don't care if it's I'm going to go make dinner or I want to go for a walk or I'm going to go swimming, the energy to do it is there. But we are in such a habit of waiting for something to push us that we don't know how to even make choice. And that's the difference from stepping into that 100% out of choice. Mm-hmm. So it's making it very, very different because, you know, most of the time the gerbil wheel was spinning. You always had the next thing you were trying to get done by this, by that, whatever was, you know. And when you step out of it, there's just that pause. But then you can choose, and the energy will be behind whatever you choose to do. But also choose to charge up so that you have the energy to do what you want to do. Because I found that most of the time, as soon as I gave myself time, I realized I was tired because you were doing all the time. So enjoy that pause. It's like a, you know, it's almost like for me, choosing, like right now, I'm having this call sitting on my hammock swinging out in nature because that's how I can choose. So thank you for all of us. I feel your energy whenever I step in to the crucible. And even though I may not make contact, we are in contact. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. That was a really neat discussion, and I hope we can have more of those as we go along. I think it's really important for our unity of our group to have that personal connection. Right now, it's only through our voice, but it's equally as important as everything that we do. So, if everyone would take a deep breath and welcome Lord Metatron. It is I, Lord Metatron. I am delighted to be with you today. You have all come with intent and purpose to help the earth and to assist humanity to come into that fifth dimensional light template that invokes unity consciousness within them at all levels, mostly at their mental emotional level. It also helps all individuals at their spiritual level. But it helps their body consciousness come into more of a unified expression. So what you have done in the last year or so in regards to these Gridmaster calls is you are continually transmitting these more refined frequencies, not only now in the fifth dimensional light template, which is very important in these times, but you also activate that sixth and seventh dimensional light templates, and you provide a stepping stone for every human that is embodied on the earth plane at this time, a chance to change the electromagnetic field of their body, and then it also establishes an electromagnetic field that is a very refined field around and within the earth. So these are the benefits that you are providing in these transmissions. And we have not focused on that sixth or seventh dimensional light template other than to say that that light template is the element of love. And that combined with that fifth dimensional light template is a very impactful energy that helps uplift the consciousness of all humans, regardless of what stage of evolution or ascension they happen to be in. So this is something that you have consistently provided at very basic stages, and now you are stepping into your mastery, into your knowing, and you are very consistently providing these other advantages that go along with that fifth dimensional light template, and that is the sixth and the seventh dimensional light templates. You are altering the electromagnetic field of your body and therefore altering that field within the collective of humans, because you are transmitting that. You have to hold it within yourself in order to transmit it. So these teachings that we have been transmitting to you and the energetics are amplifying your ability to hold that stableness within fifth, sixth, seventh dimension and be it. Hold it consistently in harmony, in love, in calm, peaceful ways. So when the energies are so amplified as they are during this entire year of 2020 to bring up the frequency range and the electromagnetic field of Earth and all humans, but to also awaken a consciousness of unity and love, kindness, gratitude. This is what is occurring, and you are such a vehicle for that transmission. You are the ones with the physical body. So all humans relate to that because of your body, because of what you hold, the consciousness that you hold, and the way in which you lead your body's consciousness to follow your mastery, your consciousness. So when you transmit that, it isn't said, but the energies are transmitted. So that some of you were amazed at how friends, family, neighbors are talking about unity, about kindness, being helpful. That's no accident. Recognize that. You've been transmitting that through your body. And when you have been triggered or you fall out of that 100% field of light, you're very quick to realize it and come back into that. And as we move forward in the remainder of this year, it will be even more amplified. So as lords of light, as teachers of light, all of the archangel communities, all of our vast consciousness of the various star systems that are here, that are part of your crucible, all are coming together on a consistent basis to transmit these energies. So very slowly, very subtly, you see it manifesting in the most unexpected ways. So we encourage you to continue to be in that stableness, to be in that state of consciousness. And when you become weary, which you will, these refined energies are energies your body is not accustomed to. The earth is not accustomed to them. So when you have to rest, it's not about doing. Understand that, dear ones. It's about being. Be in gratitude for the time and the space that you have been allotted as a master of light, because that's the purpose for this incarnation. Be in gratitude. Take that time. And when the body adjusts, it becomes invigorated. It becomes more active. But it is not required at any given moment. As you have come to realize, every day is a new day that presents new opportunities. Whether you participate in that is your choice. So staying in that configuration of peace, harmony, calm, is of such benefit, not only to you personally, but to your crucible and to the earth and to all humans. And we thank you for your co-creation with us in this project. So now I will step back and we will begin your meditation. This is Joan. Thank you, Lord Metatron, for your words of wisdom. So now, as we all gather heart to heart, soul to soul, in our crucible, in unity and in love, let us begin this meditation and this transmission. We are all in a unified field of 100% light. We have many geometric progressions that are at our disposal that emanate these refined frequencies. We not only have the tetrahedron, but we also have that beautiful diamond where Yeshua and the archangels are holding consistently in a unified field of the element of love. So we can draw from those spinning tetrahedrons in our Merkaba field. We can draw from that diamond that holds the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates. And as we bring all of those energies into our sacred heart, into our soul spirit, into our bodies, into our body consciousness, with purpose and intention, we are now emanating a tremendous field of light that is impacting every human on planet Earth, creating an electromagnetic field of peace, harmony, joy, love, unity. We are providing an impetus to create unity, to be kind to one another, to create change in the highest expression of our divinity. And as humans receive the energies that we are transmitting, the earth also receives. And that electromagnetic field unifies all parts of the earth, every ley line. All parts of the earth is now unified in a grand field of light energy that encircles the earth within that electromagnetic field. We continue to transmit the fifth dimensional light template, the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates that bring unity, that bring the element of love, that creative element to join with all of the elementals, all of the elements that we use in creation. And we extend that invitation to every human on this planet to join with us in creating in ways that we have forgotten. Now let us sit together for the next 5 minutes, holding this field of energy and transmit it coherently in our unified crucible of love. We will close this call, but if you desire, stay in your crucible as you disconnect from the technology. Be in unity and continue to transmit for as long as you wish. Blessings, beloveds.